Yo guys, what's up? Another episode. It's been a while, but we're back, baby. So, what I wanna talk about is health and fitness. Yes, you heard it correct. Health and fitness. It's something that I have been doing for 3.5 to 4 years already. I think 4 years, and it's been a journey, man. And I've been doing it with a lot of passion, with a lot of love, and I've learned a thing or two. I am nowhere near an expert. Don't think that I want to be one. Well, no, I said that wrong. I wish to be one day, but that's gonna take a long while. That's gonna take like 10, 15 years before you truly become an expert. But for now, I think I'm just beginner / mediocre, all right? So I know a thing or two, let's just say that. So first of all, how do you start going to the gym? I think it's very important to focus on that and then just go from there. First, first of all, good that you're thinking about going to the gym. The gym is amazing. It's not only good for your body, so physically, but it's also good for you mentally. And how do you start? So first of all, you want to look up a few videos on YouTube. Yeah, it's that simple. Look up a few videos about how to train, let's say, shoulders or biceps or legs, something like that. Just look it up. You don't have to go 5, 6, 7 times a week. Just start with 1 or 2 times a week. I'd recommend 2, but you can go 1 or 3 if you like. I wouldn't go above 3. I just stick with 2. It's good. All right. 1, you can't really see everything in one go. Like, you can't train every muscle group in one session. That's mad. You can't even train them in 2, but you can get the most experience out of 2 sessions. So, second of all, after you've looked up the muscle groups that you want to train, something that I would recommend are chest, back, legs, and then either something that you would like, so maybe shoulders, biceps, triceps. I think abs you should skip for now. So maybe train legs the first day, and the second day train chest and triceps, or back and biceps, something like that, something really simple. Second, if you actually do go to the gym, well, congrats, that's the hardest part. If you go in there, most gyms, and I'm talking like 95, maybe even 99% of the gyms, have a free first day. So go in there, ask if you can train there for free. The chance of them saying yes is very high. And then also ask them if they can show you around a little bit. So where's the locker room, where's the bathroom, stuff like that. And very, very important, so you've looked up the muscles that you want to train and a few videos. Ask them, the staff in the gym, if they can show you a few basic movements. Tell them you're training legs. Tell them you wanna just legs for now, and then the second day leave that. Just ask them about the legs. They'll show you. You're probably gonna show you squats, cal raises, leg press, stuff like that. If they want to show you, they're absolute legends. I think most do want to show them, especially the smaller gyms. I always recommend going to a smaller gym because, one, big gyms usually don't really care about the people. They just care about the subscriptions they sell. They're more about the money. The smaller gyms usually have staff that take a little bit more time for you personally and want to get to know you, want to help you. Not that they're like fully into it, but they do want to help you. And if you're struggling with something, they'll see you and they'll talk to you. At least that's in my gym right now, and that's a small gym. So if they want to show you, that's great. If they don't, then I have a third option for you, or a second option for you, and that's to go with a buddy. So maybe I have a third one, maybe I have a bonus one, but the second one, go with a buddy. even if your friend or your buddy is inexperienced, one, they can also look up a few videos beforehand, so they would know a little bit here and there. And two, they could, it's more fun and it's more safe. So one, if you fail with a certain muscle that you're training, like let's say you're failing with squats or a bench press, your buddy can help you and pick the bar for you. Very important to bring somebody with you. I like, especially, but that's for later on. If you want to go and actually go for your personal record, so your PR, it's really important to bring a buddy, because you're not gonna break it until some magical point where you do. But again, that's for later. If you fail, you always have somebody to help you, pick you back up, like have your back. So if you're failing with a muscle group that you're training, so let's say you're doing squats and you're down there and you're about to fall, your buddy can pick up the bar for you. So that's just great. Always recommend a buddy. Second of all, it's just more fun. Like, you can both explore the gym, look stuff up, have fun, you know, mess about. You don't have to take it that serious. Again, it's the gym. It's not some sort of school or, you know, something strict. You're supposed to have fun in there. That's the most important thing. Having fun and doing the movement correctly, the technique. But again, that's for later. So you've looked up a few videos. You went to the gym. You had fun by yourself or with a buddy. Amazing job, well done. The journey starts from here, man. The journey starts from here, and I gotta tell you, it's gonna be a such an amazing journey. I hope you like this podcast. It's short. It's about 8 minutes long, but that's, I think, the kind of podcast I want to focus on. Short podcast, but with a lot of information and about health and fitness, I guess. So yeah, thank you for listening and have a good day.
See ya. Peace.